burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Friday, October 6, 2023, 9:07 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. That's Johnny Cash with Ring of Fire.
Yeah, that's a great song to open our show today. We have lots and lots of great information about the big eclipse coming a week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
October 14th is going to be a day unlike any day you've experienced in San Juan County. There'll be impacts here. Everyone will be impacted because of the incredible solar display that we will see.
Yeah.
But there'll be a lot of impacts too. So anyway, it's going to be quite an event and quite a show today.
Absolutely. Yeah, the morning show, we've got a ton of conversations we've had with folks this morning. We talked with folks with the county and public land agencies. Also talked to Mayor of Bluff, Ann Lepinen. We also spoke with Samira Crank, who's with the Bears Ears Partnership. So we've got a ton of folks we're going to be chatting with here on the Red Rock Morning Show. And really glad that you joined us. Again, the annular eclipse, the moon is going to pass in front of the sun and create a ring of fire effect. It won't be a full eclipse. It won't make it completely dark. There'll be this light around the moon from the sun. You'll need glasses to view it. Anyways, we've got a bunch of conversations.
Yeah, a lot of info coming.
A ton of info. But anyways, we got a special morning show for you this morning with that. Again, the morning show. Did you know San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. It's a word from our sponsor. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll send you to that first conversation. We'll be back with a bunch. Stick with us. It's the morning show here on Red Rock 92. Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. A lot of travelers come into the area to watch the annular eclipse. It's October 14th, about 10:30 a.m., and thousands of people expected to come check out the eclipse. We've got several people in the studio. Of course, we've been chatting with lots of folks over the past few weeks. We've got the best of the best here this morning. Elaine Gisler, County Economic and Visitor Service Director. Allison Yamamoto Sparks, Assistant Marketing Director with San Juan County. Kathleen Martin with Edge of the Cedar State Park, and Jeremy Martin with the Bureau of Land Management. Good morning, all.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Lane, let's start with you. Tell us about, what's going on as we get ready for this eclipse.
Well, we're 8 days, 2 hours, and 22 minutes away from the eclipse. So this is an exciting event for San Juan County, and our office has been preparing for this event for over a year. So we've had a lot of meetings with county departments. We've had meetings every month just to ensure that the county is ready. And I feel confident that we are. Allison has done a great job of putting all the information up on the Utah's Canyon Country website about the eclipse. So if you want to know anything, just head right there to utahscanyoncountry.com, and you'll find a lot of information about all the events that are happening. Need to know. We're also asking all of the residents in San Juan County to just be prepared. Make sure that you go to the store prior to the weekend, that you've got your water and your basic items in your pantry, because we do expect an influx of thousands of people to be here to share in this event. So we would just ask to be patient, because we know that there'll be a lot of cars and RVs and trucks on the road, and be careful. A lot of people walking. I'm sure people will be parking in places alongside the road, so you want to be careful as you're traveling. But if you can get out and avoid going anywhere that morning, Saturday morning, October 14th, that would really be a good thing to do.
Well, very good. Well, you talk a little bit about, this expectation of thousands of people you know, and some people might say, well, how would they know that? Tell us about some of the things you've learned beforehand. And I guess you've had lots of meetings with folks.
We have. We've actually had meetings with some of our counterparts in other areas that have experienced the eclipse. And we did that last year so that we would be aware of what to anticipate, and talking to some of the communities that have experienced an actual full eclipse. Of course, this is an annular eclipse, so it's a little bit different. But we know that our lodging properties have been booked since last year. People made early arrangements, so it'll be very difficult to find a hotel room or a camping spot within San Juan County. I think that the goal for us is we're happy that all of these people will be coming into San Juan County, and I think get a chance to see our area and how beautiful it is in the landscape. A lot of people may never have been here before, so it's our chance to really showcase San Juan County, and hopefully they'll return for a longer stay in the future.
Absolutely, yeah. It's something, you know, we spoke with Mayor Ann Leppinen too. It's something you can't plan. It's just, it's happening.
Yes,
so.
That's true. And I have to say that Bluff has done an absolutely fantastic job. They've been planning, again, for over a year. They've made all the arrangements down to porta potties and having, you know, planning for traffic. They've done an excellent job. I know Blanding now has an event planned at the park, and Allison's going to talk a little bit about that later. So we're excited about this opportunity, again, to showcase San Juan County. A lot of people don't know where we are. We say Southern Utah, and they always think of the other side of the state. We're mm-hmm. St. George's, but we're Southern Utah as well, and we hope that they'll come down and have a great experience here that weekend.
Well, very good. Speaking of those experiences, obviously, you know, there are certain parts of the path of the eclipse where you're going to see it better. Right in the middle of that is Mexican Hat Community.
Yes.
And Gooseneck State Park. And, of course, joining us is Kathleen Martin, who's with Edge of the Cedars State Park. And you co-manage Edge of the Cedars and Goosenecks. Tell us about what's happening at Goosenecks, Kathleen.
Yeah, so at Gooseneck State Park, we are going to be having the Ring of Fire Fest. It's going to be a great event. We're going to have a bunch of different people down there, including the Bureau of Land Management, the Forest Service, the National Park Service, all with booths and fun activities for kids and other things. We will have multiple telescopes, including a designated solar telescope to look at the sun, and another big telescope with a solar filter, so we'll be watching it through the telescope. We'll have solar binoculars available for use and be handing out eclipse glasses. We're also going to have food trucks down there. We're going to have authors doing book readings. We'll have Jim Crable and Natalie Cunningham, who have a book and have a table on archaeoastronomy. And we'll have artists selling their work down there as well. So it's going to be a great event.
Well, very good. So that's kind of the marquee, it seems like, event in the area. Again, right in the path of annularity. Should be a really great event. But people that want to go to Goosenecks, the days leading up, the park's going to be closed. Is that right?
The park won't be closed. The park will be open, but there won't be any camping. So we're going to close camping to the public starting that Thursday beforehand. So Thursday night and Friday night, you won't be able to camp. And then after the eclipse, camping will be opening back up. But basically, we're just doing that because we need space for all the parking, for these presenters that we're going to have, the booths. All the fun things require space. And if you've been to Goosenecks, a lot of the park is the campground. So we're going to be turning that into the Ring of Fire Fest.
Sure. Well, that is really exciting and definitely something it sounds like, you know, we have different people listening to this show, obviously. Locals and then people coming to visit. So if you're coming to visit, sounds like if you can get to the Ring of Fire Fest, that's the place to be, or one of the places to be. We have a lot of events going on as well. Allison, tell us about some of the other events happening as part of the eclipse.
Yeah, another event that's happening, and I think this is a great one for folks who maybe waited to the last minute to plan to come here, is the event at the Canyon Country Discovery Center. It's a 3-day event, and the packages do include lodging, so I think that's helpful for folks who maybe are planning last minute. It's a 3-day event starting Friday night, so it's Friday, Saturday, and then leaving Sunday, but it includes lodging, it includes food and entertainment. They'll have some musicians up there at the Discovery Center, and then also one of the packages includes excursions on Saturday throughout the whole county to different archaeological sites and different locations. So it's a really great introduction to the area, maybe for folks who haven't been here before, and just during a special time being able to view the eclipse from the center right here in Monticello.
Well, very good. That'll be a great event. I understand there's some other events going on too.
Yes. So in Blanding, they are hosting an eclipse viewing at Centennial Park. So they will have some food trucks and some vendor booths there. They'll be giving away eclipse glasses. They're just kind of directing everybody to that one location since it's a pretty big location, and they, you know, none of us know how many people to expect. So that kind of covers the Blanding area as well. And then there are some smaller things such as Sunrise Outfitting is doing an ATV OHV ride during the eclipse, taking folks out to a special location. So that's kind of some of the smaller events that would be happening in the area.
Very good. And I think Glamping Canyonlands also has some events maybe going on too.
Yes. And I believe they're sold out.
Oh,
it was
okay.
A pretty limited ticket. I think it came with camping at their location, but they have a special bus coming in, catered meals and entertainment and different astronomy programs. So sounds like it's going to be a really cool event.
Well, that's really awesome. Speaking of archaeological sites, there are thousands throughout the area. Jeremy Martin's with the Bureau of Land Management. And Jeremy, I know the BLM is prepping to make sure that people are respectful at those sites.
That's right. So the Bureau of Land Management, we manage, about 2 million acres down here in and around San Juan County. And so for folks that are coming out here to visit this landscape, there's some great viewing opportunities. The hiking is amazing. It's just an incredible place to visit, but it's also incredibly fragile. And so being out here, there's a couple of things we want folks to know. One, especially leading up to and hopefully staying around, if you're going out and you're hiking to some of the archaeological sites that are out here, it's just knowing how to visit these places respectfully. And that includes not camping in an alcove or sleeping there or having a campfire in one of these alcoves or any one of these archaeological sites, not climbing on the structures. You know, the vast majority of those things have not been touched as far as a stabilization work goes in 800 years since the folks that built them left. So it's good to know. We also don't want to pick up any artifacts off the ground. We certainly don't take those things with us. This is a sort of a living landscape. It's kind of an outdoor museum. So it's great to see those kind of things, take a lot of pictures, do a lot of hiking, go out and explore. Also, going on that time, it's good for folks to know the Valley of the Gods Road, which is going to be very near Gooseneck State Park for the morning of, starting at about 6 in the morning, going through that afternoon. Valley of the Gods will be one way. So that's going in from the south and exiting out through the west. That's going to be the direction of travel for the day. And so if you're in Valley of the Gods, which is a beautiful location, a great place to view it, and you want to stop and watch the eclipse from there, just stop on the right side of the road, leaving enough room for emergency services vehicles to pass on the left. And then folks, when they're leaving, we'll all be leaving the same way. We've all seen how, you know, if you've been to a concert, everybody's leaving at the same time, and that's when your traffic snarl happens. We'll also have 6 tables out there on the landscape where we'll be giving out glasses to folks who still need them. Do be careful. There is no part of this eclipse where you can actually take your solar viewing glasses off and look at the sun. It will permanently damage your eye at any point in annularity. So we're giving them out for free. San Juan County's giving them out for free. There's a lot of folks that'll have them. In Valley of the Gods, if you can't make it out to San Juan County, if you can't see and get into annularity, NASA is going to be doing a live feed from Valley of the Gods, so you can log onto their website and follow their links, and that's going to be a production. If you're in Valley of the Gods, feel free to stop by and say hi to them if you can, but just remember not to block traffic. If somebody is needing an emergency service further down the road and the traffic's blocked and we can't find you, then things get pretty snarled up pretty quick. The other thing to think about too is being here out here on this landscape. It's an incredible place to view everything in full sunlight as well. So after the eclipse, feel free to hang around, let the traffic kind of get out at a leisurely pace, go for a hike, have a picnic. It's a beautiful time of year to be here. It's my favorite time to be out there hiking. So that's kind of some of the information that we want to get out there. Dispersed camping. If you're planning on camping out here on the landscape, we don't allow any off-road driving. That means off of a designated road. So, you know, you might see a really neat spot way out there in the desert, but the desert is very fragile. So driving out across that landscape, one, is illegal, and two, you know, it's just bad practice. So you can certainly hike out and camp. You can backpack. If you're camping in a canyon, you do need a permit, but Mesa Top camping is okay. And there's a bunch of dispersed campsites out there on the landscape. So if it's an already disturbed area where you see a campfire ring and there's, you know, a place to park and you can, that's pretty obvious, use that spot and stay within sort of the boundaries of that disturbed area. We don't want to expand those things out as well.
Very good. You know, we had a conversation, and we'll be airing it as part of the show as well, as Samira Crank with the Bears Ears Partnership, and they've got a program, Visit with Respect program. She's actually the director of that. So that's got additional tips as well for folks. With that, you know, something else for folks to keep in mind is if you're south of the San Juan River, that's tribal land, and there's no dispersed camping on that. There's so much to talk about the eclipse. There's thousands of people coming, these big events. What have we missed this morning, Elaine?
I wanted to just let everyone know that Monument Valley in the Four Corners area will be closed from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on October 14th. And this may include businesses on the Navajo Nation as well. However, visitors that have paid for tours with outfitters. The outfitters will be going into the park. They'll be able to take visitors into the park, the guides, because they've been permitted already. But the actual park itself, those two, Monument Valley and Four Corners, we want to reiterate that you'll not be able to access those parks until after 1 p.m. On Saturday. So if you have any questions, feel free to, you know, give us a call or check our website. Again, go to the utahscanyoncountry.com website, where the eclipse page has everything that you would want to know. And if you don't, feel free to message us or give us a call, and we'll be happy to answer all your questions.
Very good. Utah Canyon Country, again, utahscanyoncountry.com. Is it .com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Let me make sure I say it right, because it is a very helpful website for this eclipse. It's going to have all the information that you need. You heard something on the show, you didn't hear it. Check that website. It'll lead you in the right direction. Again, we've chatted about a lot this morning. Anything else that we've missed?
I would like to say that our San Juan County Emergency Management Department, Tammy Gallegos heads that up. They've been doing a remarkable job of working with the state and local departments to make sure that the road department, the fire department, the sheriff's department, everybody, you know, EMS, that everyone is, they've got volunteers coming in. So they've been preparing for this as well for months. So congratulations to them, and all of San Juan County residents should feel really good about all the hard work that they've put into this prior to the event. And we do have eclipse glasses that we ordered and partnered with some of our with Canyon Country Discovery Center, with Edge of the Cedars, with
Bears Ears Partnership
That we'll be giving away in for free throughout the county in different locations, our visitor centers down in Bluff, the Blanding event,
Goosenecks.
So I think the year of more than a year of planning has put us in a pretty good position. We've got great partners with the land agency. As you can see, we love working with them, and they're just great partners with us. So we feel that this, any visitor that's going to come, really really going to have an amazing time during the eclipse.
Well, very good. And again, you know, with that, things for locals to keep in mind, I guess, the southern end of the county is going to be better annularity, but it's also going to be more crowded at those spots. So if you know someplace you want to be, you can find those spots, but just know that this is where the crowds are going to be, is especially surrounding Mexican Hat. Kathleen, is there anything else you'd like to mention with your event? It's a huge event. I feel like I just gave you just a minute. What else should people know? It's free, I guess. Is that right?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
It's $5 per person, and parking will be limited, so we recommend that people get there as early as possible that day. Once the parking lot fills up, the event's at capacity. So yeah, definitely make sure you're there early. This event's been brought together with a lot of coordination with, like Elaine said, the public land agencies, the county, law enforcement, state parks, and the local community. This is a really great opportunity for San Juan County to shine, and we are hoping for clear skies.
Very good. Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed. You know, with that too, we've kind of mentioned emergency services. That's another thing for locals and visitors to keep in mind, is that those services may be, again, stretched a little bit. So don't, you know, maybe think about, you know, if you're going to do a dangerous activity, maybe save it for the next weekend or something. But, you know, with that too, I understand that cell towers may be impacted if there's enough folks. So anyways, that's something else, I guess, for folks to keep in mind. Your service may be impacted, hopefully not, but, yeah, just time for folks to be prepared.
And all the RVs that, you know, will be on the highway, just to be careful. And, if you can stay home, if you're a resident can stay home, great. If not, just take care when you're out there traveling, or if you're out and about, you know, in the area, because we will have visitors who are not familiar with our area, you know, as Jeremy mentioned, and we want to make sure that everybody's safe and we don't have any accidents happen and or rescues happen. So just take your time and think first before you make a decision to, you know, maybe go on into an area that you're not familiar with.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We always say to arrive early, have a plan, stay late, and enjoy yourself out here. But it's always good to know that this is a very rural area, so fuel may be a long way away. Mm-hmm. Groceries might be hard to get. So if you have all that, bring it with you and take it back home with you, because the infrastructure here for getting rid of trash and things like that is also going to be stretched as well. So that's just practicing minimal impact and leave no trace while you're out here on the landscape, and then come back and you can enjoy it, and it looks the same. It's not going to be damaged or anything. So that's sort of our whole goal.
Well, very good. Yeah. Again, we're happy to invite these people here and hope everyone has a great time. Like you say, they may have a better time with the landscape if they come back, yeah, in a couple of weeks or years or whatever it may be, come back, but, definitely, visit with respect and hope folks enjoy the event. Is there anything else we've missed? I mean, of course we have, there's thousands of things to talk about, but what else should we mention before we let you run this morning?
I think the interview you're going to do or have with Samira is going to be really educational, and I think that's wonderful that you're taking that step, because she'll be able to provide a lot more detail about the Native American approach to this event and some other details. So that'll be great, and I hope everybody tunes in to listen.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, yeah. Again, the majority of San Juan County residents are Native American, and Ute and Dene tribe members will not be viewing the eclipse. We'll be talking with Samira about that. So again, that is important to know, to be respectful and also have some anticipation of some other impacts as you're here to visit.
Exactly. Well, thank you for this time. This was great. And again, if anyone has any questions, feel free to check out the website first at utahscanyoncountry.com. You can also call our office at 435-587-3235. And I'm sure if you have additional questions about public lands, you can go onto the BLM website or Edge of the Cedars website.
That's right. We do have, for the Bureau of Land Management, that we have, and we're actually linked in with the county's page too. You can get to us, which is an eclipse-specific website for Utah. That's been put together by some really talented folks in our field office and in the state office. And so we, you know, and it's got all this, you know, more in-depth camping regulations and basically everything I've said, and then some, that you can go and dig into that, which we do encourage.
Yeah, an Edge of the Cedars website probably won't be very helpful for anything other than general park information. But if you want more eclipse-specific information, we'll be posting updates on our Facebook pages for both Edge of the Cedars State Park, which isn't going to have any special events or anything like that, and Gooseneck State Park, which is where our Ring of Fire Fest is happening.
Well, very good. Well, again, really appreciate you all joining us this morning. We've been speaking with Elaine Gisler, County Economic and Visitor Services Director, Allison Yamamoto Sparks, Assistant Marketing Director for San Juan County, Kathleen Martin with Edge of the Cedars State Park, and Jeremy Martin with the Bureau of Land Management. Thank you all for joining us this morning.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, again, you're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
The Moab Chevron, a longtime favorite for food and fuel, proudly introduces a new Cajun taste sensation, crispy, crunchy chicken. Come on by and give it a try. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Moab Chevron now accepts EBT and food stamps. Get some good home cooking to go with your snacks and drinks, and get it delivered with DoorDash. Plus, sign up for Chevron Rewards and save $1 on every gallon of fuel. The Moab Chevron, 817 South Highway 191 in Moab.
$1 off every gallon of fuel for your first 3 visits when you sign up for the rewards program.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our 4 branch locations or visit desertriverscu.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Did you know 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime? Did you know getting a mammogram decreases the risk of dying from breast cancer by 33%? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding is committed to making this one the most successful ever. Right now through the month of October, get a 3D mammogram for just $99. You'll receive a free gift and an entry in a grand prize drawing. Blue Mountain Hospital is passionate about keeping the women of our community safe and healthy. Call 435-678-3993 to make your appointment today.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Well, again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've been talking a lot about the annular eclipse and all the happenings going on. A lot of travelers coming to the area to watch the annular eclipse, but a lot of local residents will be observing different practices during the eclipse. Here to talk to us about some of those views and how people can visit with respect is the Visit with Respect Program Director with the Bears Ears Partnership, Samira Crank. Good morning, Samira.
Yeah, hey, hello, good morning. My name is Samira Crank, She'e Samira Crank Inishia, Kilhachini Nishla, Glashche Bashishchin, Tabaha Dashache, Tachini Dashanala. This is just a respectful way of introducing ourselves in Navajo.
Very good. Well, thank you for that introduction. We're glad you're with us this morning. So tell us, you know, what it is that local Ute and Dene peoples may be doing during this annual eclipse.
Yeah, so first of all, there are many different tribes that call Bears Ears their ancestral homelands. So they all have different practices surrounding the eclipse. It varies from tribe to tribe. They're all different. But basically, it's just observing the eclipse, being respectful of this phenomenon. So practices differ from tribe to tribe, but they all have their own traditional beliefs surrounding being respectful and observing it in their own traditional ways. So that's basically what they do. A few of them can differ. I'm Diné or Navajo, and so I was always taught to remain indoors, to not look at the eclipse or any kind of reflection of the eclipse, and to not drink or eat, and to just be reverent.
I see. That's very interesting. Thanks for sharing that. I guess a question people may have, they understand that Indigenous people aren't going to look at the eclipse, but they may ask the question, why?
So every tribe has different beliefs. They're very different. And so what it basically goes back to is that each tribe has ceremonies and origin stories. So it really goes back to that. But I wouldn't elaborate or go into detail about those, just out of respect for them.
I see. Well, we can definitely understand and respect that. You know, going back to some of the impacts on the eclipse, lots of people in San Juan County, in fact, the majority of people in San Juan County are Native American. So tell us about how that may impact visitors to the area.
Yeah, so local businesses in Bluff, surrounding Bluff or Blandy and Monticello, they all have Indigenous employees, or we have businesses that are owned by Indigenous people. So visitors that are coming in, just be mindful there might be delayed service times. And that's just because a lot of businesses surrounding San Juan County, they are trying to be respectful of their employees who are Indigenous and to just give them some time off. And so expect delayed service times.
Businesses will be impacted by less employees, but there's also some businesses or areas that will be closed, including some tribal parks.
Yeah, that includes Four Corners Monument and Monument Valley. They're going to be closed for the morning from 8 to 1, so just keep that in mind.
Well, very good. Well, again, you know, another aspect of this, you know, is some Indigenous tribes, you know, like you say, are not going to look at the eclipse or reflections, and I assume that includes photos as well. So in a world of social media, you know, how does that impact some of our local Indigenous peoples?
Yeah, so obviously, I don't think anyone could look at the eclipse just because it's going to blind them.
That's true. That's true. Without proper eye protection.
With proper eye protection, correct. But yeah, overall, in general, like I said, their tribes have very different practices. But specifically for this area in San Juan County and Bears Ears National Monument, there are tribes who cannot look at the reflections or even photos and videos. So to prevent Indigenous people who follow practices and not to view photos and videos online on social media, visit with respect, our social media pages created a template, an eclipse template. And so on that, it's just a warning that people can screenshot and use on their social media and post before posting videos of the eclipse or photos of the eclipse, if that makes sense.
Oh, very good. So so sounds like you guys have those tools then for people. This idea is then you take a screenshot of this photo and you put it at the start of your Instagram post or Facebook album. Is that
correct? Yeah. So like if you're posting a carousel on Instagram, that screenshot would be the first one you're going to post, and then eventually post like the second to 10 photos of the eclipse. So it's just a little reminder for people who have Indigenous friends, family, relatives, acquaintances, and it's a way of showing their respect for them.
Well, very good. That's really, like I said, I really like that, you know, a way just to show respect to people and their beliefs. You know, something else I was reading is even if you want to take photos of the eclipse, you're supposed to have special gear on your camera lenses or whatnot. So that's maybe even another reason to not take those photos or videos is they can, my understanding is it can burn through even those glasses if it's got a lens going through it. So anyways, you got to have special equipment to even take photos. So maybe another reason not to take photos of the eclipse. And of course, another reason to use that precaution as you're posting.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, very good. Well, again, you've got a lot of work, with Bears Ears Partnership. Is there any other work happening with Bears Ears that you'd like to highlight this morning?
Yeah, so if you're coming in for the eclipse, I would suggest that you check out our social media pages where we're posting content and reminders about the eclipse and how to be a responsible and a respectful visitor. We'd also ask that visitors check out our website. It's the Solar Annular Eclipse website, and that just lists more information about visit with respect guidelines and how to interact with the landscape in a respectful manner, as well as information about Indigenous sensitivities. And then we also have a stewardship event coming up. So it's called our Stewardship Day. It's coming up on November 11th. So if you want to register and join us for this fun event, go to bearsearspartnership.org.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking a lot about the specifics of the eclipse of, Indigenous beliefs, how you can be respectful for that. But yeah, like you mentioned, there's going to be thousands of people coming to the area. So I understand that's a big part of your organization's work is also, just the general thing you tell all the visitors of, hey, be respectful of rock art, make sure you pack out your trash, all sorts of things. Are there any of those other messages you'd like to highlight in particular? Like you said, they're on your social media, so people should check it out to make sure they do visit with respect. But anything in particular that you guys are worried about or anticipating being an issue with so many visitors?
Yeah, so we actually have 19 guidelines so far as part of our Visit with Respect campaign. However, the most important ones I would like for people to keep in mind would be view sites from a distance, which tribal elders have asked us to incorporate to keep people from entering these structures. And another one would be to stay on designated trails. There's a lot of dirt roads that people can easily venture onto, but just stay on the trails, stay on the roads, don't bust the crust. And if you have pets, especially dogs, please keep them on a leash, know where they need to go. And overall, I think just being safe out on the landscape is what we ask visitors about. If you're coming into this area, be mindful that there are limited resources, and the nearest grocery stores or the nearest hospital is like an hour away from some of these places and sites within Bears Ears National Monument.
Well, very good. Yeah, and understand too that something that could be an issue with such a huge visit of people is that the cell phone towers might be overwhelmed. So that's something else important for people to keep in mind if they're planning to explore, out in this backcountry where there's usually not even a signal sometimes. So that's an important thing for folks to remember.
There's very limited signal at some of these sites and in some of these areas. And so I would suggest to be cautious when you go out into the landscape. Let people know where you're going to be at, when you're going to be home, or when you're going to be back at the campsite. Just be safe, basically.
Well, very good. Our thanks again to Samira Crank for joining us. Lost a little bit of the interview just there at the end where we thanked her for her time. But we do thank Samira again for joining us on the morning show. Really useful information there. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. You're listening to our annular eclipse episode. We've got plans to produce this and play it with music Saturday morning of the eclipse. Also, some other interviews that we've had previously. So it's going to be a great, great show on Saturday.
And there's a lot of great eclipse music.
Yep. Yeah, we opened the show with Ring of Fire. We've got Total Eclipse of the Heart.
There'll be a bunch. You'll have to listen.
Yep, you'll have to. Yep.
We're brainstorming. If you've got a good eclipse recommendation, let us know.
Yeah, we've got a few up our sleeves, so that should be fun Saturday morning. And again, our thanks to Samira Crank. Thanks to that panel of folks we talked to at the open, and we'll be speaking with Mayor of Bluff, Ann Lepinen, here shortly. Of course, it is the morning show on 92.7. We do have some regular segments we want to get to, including our announcement of funerals and memorial services in the area.
Yeah, there'll be memorial services this morning beginning at 11 a.m. for Georgia Oliver of Blanding. They'll be held at the Nitsoni Campground. It's north of Blanding on the mountain road, about 10 miles, a beautiful little campground and one of her favorite places. That begins at 11 a.m. this morning. Funeral services for Bill Bronson Metter, age 90, of Moab, begin at 11 a.m. on Tuesday at the Moab 400 North Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. A memorial service for Stephen Doyle Stagg, age 58, of Cortez, begins at 10 a.m. on Sunday, October 22nd, at the Lewis Areola Community Center. Leroy Cosper, a longtime resident of Montezuma County, passed away on September 28th at the age of 94. There'll be a celebration of life on his birthday, November 8th, at his ranch in Weatherford, Texas. And Donna Alice Wright, age 90 of Cortez, passed away in September. There'll be a celebration of life service for Donna at Goodman Point Cemetery on November 11th. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. We'll take another break and be right back with our conversation with Bluff Mayor Ann Lepinen.
After 30 years of thrills, Ute Mountain Casino Hotel is still your lucky place. Check out our new Summit Slot Room and Sportsbook. Get in the action with the area's largest bingo room. From slots, blackjack, roulette, and poker, we're still your place to play and win. Ute Mountain Casino Hotel is still the one.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Hey, Justin here, Performance Ford of Moab. I'd like to take a moment and invite our local community into the new dealership. New ownership means new opportunities, such as a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as new Shelby and Roush performance vehicles. And there's a lot more to come. Stop in today. Come see what the buzz is about. 1805 South Highway 191. Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into this stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Hay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Hay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Hay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact at baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Hay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
What's going on?
Tomorrow is the Dolores Harvest Festival and Car Show. It's fun for the whole family with a car show, pumpkin painting, a bubble pile, hay rides, a kiddie train, an inflatable slide, food and drink vendors, and lots of live music. Check visitdolores.com for all the details. An annular solar eclipse is passing right through the Red Rock 92 listening area on October 14th, While supplies last, get your American West Ring of Fire solar eclipse glasses at retailers throughout the area, including the San Juan Record in Monticello. Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, Mancos, and Monticello through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, MancosValley.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
We are here this morning with Ann Lepinen, the mayor of Bluff, to talk about the annular eclipse that will run right over the city of Bluff on October 14th. Welcome, Ann. How are things going?
Thanks, Bill. Things are going great. We're really right in the midst of our planning and preparing part for the eclipse, and we're pretty excited, and I'm very excited to be on your show. Thank you.
Glad to have you. And this is going to be quite an event. It's October 14th. That's Saturday. It'll occur for several hours with the full annularity for about 4 minutes over Bluff, which is right in that sweet spot. Congratulations and condolences of what is really going to be an incredible event. Tell me what Bluff is planning to deal with what may happen with this eclipse.
We started planning well over a year ago because it was brought to our attention by the business owners of Bluff, President Jen Davila, that she was getting calls for rooms booking out that far in advance. We were aware there was an eclipse coming, but we weren't sure really what the impact would look like. And after we talked with Jen, we began doing some research and noticed that publications that were international and national, dark skies or anything to do with eclipses, were beginning to feature that path of the eclipse. And, as you said, it goes right over Bluff. We weren't really in the full throes of getting ready until about 10 months ago, but we have Erin Nelson, who is our town manager. She's chairing all of the big picture. And then we have several subcommittees. We have a communications committee that's headed by Diana Davidson, the former owner of the Cottonwood Steakhouse. I head the Human Needs Committee along with Jen Davila and Carrie Harris from the RV park, and I always draw a blank on the names. And then we have another subsection committee doing a lot of other kind of detail work. So now we have in place the general plan we have had for about 6 months, where we're bringing in porta potties, food vendors, because as people are aware, we're pretty low staffed on restaurants. We have secured informal agreements working with the county, Elaine Gisler, Allison Yamamoto Sparks, kind of working within that big group, and then the subgroups talking to the BLM, Forest Service, Utah Highway Patrol. Some of the command posts will be close to Bluff just because of the path of the eclipse. So we have, at least at this point, it looks like Utah Highway Patrol will have a helicopter at our airstrip, which we closed for 2 days to any outside flights. We're using it for emergency only. And then the command post for the county, I believe, will be set up somewhere near Sand Island. And our volunteer EMTs and fire department will be based solely in Bluff. I think the number one thing we want people to take away is that we are preparing for 20,000 people, and that figure's based on having sat in on a number of podcasts from the 2017 and 2012 eclipses. So we took towns that were approximately our size in a direct path and tried to extrapolate out what it looks like. And of course, as usual, people are kind of poo-pooing Bluff. It's like, oh, they're overreacting. But I don't think we are. But I will tell you, if we are overreacting, I don't think any of us care. We just want people to be safe and then enjoy it.
You know, it is remarkable as you look at the path, and Bluff is right in the middle of it. Of course, I'm a little bit prejudiced, as all of us are in the Red Rock country, that we have the most beautiful place on earth. And I think it's going to draw people. It's also coming on a Saturday, mm-hmm. a Saturday morning, in what is more often than not a spectacular weekend. So, boy, it has all those elements to bring a lot of people in, and it will impact infrastructure. You talked about emergency services, restaurants, lodging. I guess the lodging in Bluff is probably sold out for the weekend.
They've been sold out for about a year. The RV parks are all completely full. Airbnbs, I'm only aware of one possible rental here. And I have friends on a wait list with everybody, and nothing's moving. So we expect that people will be showing up and staying at least Friday and Saturday night.
Wow. Well, that is going to be remarkable. So anticipating, possibly over-anticipating what would happen, but it certainly would be nice to be over-prepared than under-prepared, that's for sure.
Well, one of the things that you're aware of is that 191 is the north-south highway. It cuts directly through Bluff. It is our only thoroughfare, period. So those truckers, when they are backed up because of UDOT, they think they can turn off, take a residential street, and then pick it up past the stop. Wrong. There's the wash. They're going nowhere, absolutely nowhere. And we're figuring gridlock will probably start at least Blanding, Monticello, maybe Moab. And then, of course, they've been featuring Gooseneck, they meaning the magazines and the news articles. Forbes has had a lot of press recently. So the tribal parks, people don't realize they're not going to be open. And then that's the other challenge for everybody. Bluff in particular is our workforce is Navajo Nation. And because of cultural considerations, many workers are not going to be going to work on the day of the eclipse, or at least during the eclipse. So services that are provided, say at the KNC gas station or in a restaurant, at least during that eclipse, most likely will not be open and available.
So what would your recommendation be for local residents, not visitors, but local residents as they prepare for the eclipse?
Diana Davidson and her communications team put up an amazing brochure and website for the visited and the visitors. And for the visited, what we are saying is at least by Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, you should be fully stocked with all the food that you need. Your tanks should be full of gas because one gas station will not be able to service what we expect. You should have all of your medication. Your animals should be controlled, so your dog shouldn't be running rampant. We expect a lot of people to show up with their dogs, as they do at every event, every occurrence. Mostly get gas, have water, have food, have your medication, and try not to let your frustration show if you can't pull out of your driveway.
Wow. Boy, it's going to be remarkable. I think that this annular eclipse, which has chosen a path right over the heart of our Red Rock country, is really going to be a memorable experience, hopefully for all the right reasons. Any other advice you have for local residents?
I think the main thing is try to enjoy it. We've got the eclipse glasses. Bears Ears Partnership has them. The county's given us some. We've purchased some. Enjoy the eclipse, but try to remember, this is something we didn't ask for. It's an occurrence. It's not a party event that we planned. And just try to keep your patience in check, hydrate, and relax. But stay around Bluff. Don't try to get out of here.
Oh, well, very good. Once again, we've been visiting with Ann Lepinen, the mayor of Bluff, anticipating quite an event here on October 14th when possibly up to 20,000 people are expected to come to Bluff itself as this annular eclipse makes its way across the United States right over the top of Bluff. You've had quite a month, Ann.
It hasn't ended yet, Bill.
Yeah. We had a request by landowners that would have taken about 40% of the land out of the Bluff town limits. We've got a big arts festival coming up in Bluff in a couple of weeks, have an election. Man, for the smallest and newest community in San Juan County, you're awfully busy down there.
Well, we have a couple of other things, the Blanding Bears Ears Marathon will follow the Arts Festival, and it ends in Bluff. So once again, our streets will be impacted for something fun and lively, but also quite a few people. And we're working on an aviation ordinance that should be out in the next week. So yes, this is quite the month.
Aside from that, nothing going on in Bluff, huh?
Not a thing. I'm just eating bonbons and sitting home.
Well, maybe that's November's to-do list, is sit back and enjoy. Well, very good. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck. I hope everyone is able to enjoy this spectacular eclipse, and but you need to be prepared. You need to think through what you're going to do, and be expected to have impacts to all of our infrastructure. And whatever you do, don't stare into the sun. Get glasses or take some precautions, because I tell you what, you're going to be tempted to look up at that sun as the moon covers the sun and leaves a spectacular ring of fire. It's really going to be quite an event.
In the most beautiful country in the world. So
absolutely.
Here we go.
You know, you don't need to be the mayor of Bluff or even the president of the Chamber of Commerce to make that statement with a straight face, because it is a spectacular part of the world.
Yep.
Once again, well, thank you so very much, Ann. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much, Bill. You have a great day.
Our thanks again to Ann Lepinen and Bill Boyle giving us that interview. Again, it's annular eclipse, exciting stuff.
Boy, it is. It is, and it's coming a week from tomorrow. Be ready.
Yeah. Well, again, as part of the morning show, I just want to get you to some of our regular programming, including our birthday shout-outs this morning.
Yeah, we have happy birthday today to Gladys Frankham, Lyle Anderson, and Sam Bell. And weekend birthdays coming up for Corey Randolph, Susie Mitchell, Terry Mon, Miriam Peterson, Christy Dawson, Rich Mon, and Kim Young. Happy birthday to y'all.
Did we mention Randy Butler?
Randy birthday? K. Butler's got a birthday, too.
Over the weekend, yeah.
Wow, very, very good. Thank you. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show or any other shout-out, give us a call. And if you have any recommendations for eclipse music, too, we're putting together our big show. Give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. I forgot to get my birthdays to you beforehand, but we have some others as well. Lauren Randall Holyoke's birthday is today. Also, happy birthday tomorrow to Sean Getter. So,
wow, that's a good list.
Yeah, we got a bunch of birthdays this weekend. Well, thanks for those, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll send you to the Job Fair Sports Report and close out the show. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tolan role. 3-plus years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred, and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, Dialysis RN, and Registered Nurse. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a full-time and part-time dialysis tech, medical assistant, specialty clinic supervisor, and a full-time business office specialist / registration specialist. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. The White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience, a salaried position with competitive wages and full benefits. Also seeking an assistant manager. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit to employment or call 970-564-6127. The Element, Moab's four-star hotel, is currently looking to hire employees. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant. Please come into The Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find a great job at The Element. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Earn $60,000 per year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. These positions start at $23.51 an hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO and join a mission that matters. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. Lisbon Valley Mining Company is looking for dedicated employees to join their expanding workforce, offering competitive wages ranging from $25 to $45 an hour with an impressive benefits package and opportunities for advancement. Positions include heavy equipment mechanics, heavy equipment operators, EW harvest technician, and leach pad laborers. To apply, email a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com, learn more at lisbonmine.com, or call 435-686-9950. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
It's the end of summer sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the deals on pools and summer clothing. Plus, get everything you need for hunting season with huge savings on ammo, gun cases, targets, earplugs, and much more. Close out your summer right at the Walker Drug end of summer sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Right next to Walker's True Value.
Attention all business owners. Want to know how you can spread the word about your company? We have the answer. The Local Pages now offers a focused delivery to those who use our book in your area. With our Yellow Page ad, coupons, and magnets, you can get the customers you've been waiting for. Call today to reserve your spot in our book. With our Better Than Ever special offers, you don't want to miss your chance to be in the best phone book in town. Call 866-854-4434. That's 866-854-4434.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace. And Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. Grand County moved up a spot to finish third in the 2A Utah State Golf Tournament at the Glendale Golf Course in Salt Lake City yesterday. Senior Wyatt Tony was 5 under par for the tournament, but fell just shy of the individual state championship in second place. San Juan's Ron Daly was 39th in the tournament. Congratulations to the Red Devils and Broncos on excellent seasons. In other action yesterday, every one of our local teams were winners. Montezuma Cortez softball swept a doubleheader at Basalt 12-0 and 21-2. The Grand County girls soccer team shut out San Juan 6-0. On the volleyball court, San Juan swept Gunnison Valley. Monticello swept Pinnacle. Monument Valley beat Shiprock in 4 sets. And Mancos beat Ignacio in 4. It's our final Friday Night Lights doubleheader of the season tonight. The San Juan Broncos close out their regular season looking for their 34th straight win in Delta. Pre-game starts at 6:30 on Red Rock 92 and StreamUtah.live. And the Monticello Buckaroos will host the Whitehorse Raiders in a showdown between local teams. That one kicks at 7 on StreamUtah.live. Other matchups on the gridiron tonight, there's a big showdown between the top local teams in Colorado 8-man play when Mancos visits Dove Creek. Grand County is hosting Emory. Monument Valley is at Navajo Pine. Montezuma Cortez is hosting Bayfield. Dolores will host Sargent, and Norwood is at Sanford. The Montezuma Cortez softball team is playing their second doubleheader in as many days on the road at Rifle. The Panther boys soccer team is hosting Grand Junction Central. And San Juan's Shaylee Bake and Amelia McFarland are playing in the round of 16 in first doubles action at the 3A Utah State Girls Tennis Tournament in Salt Lake City today. They're up against a duo from Roland Hall. The winner advances to the state quarterfinals. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show. We got the sports report, and then we'll be on our way. Big shout out to Wyatt Tony finishing second there for Grand County at the 2A State Golf Tournament. That's awesome. Congratulations, Wyatt. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. Of course, the Arizona Diamondbacks advanced, and they'll be in the League Division Divisional Series taking on the LA Dodgers. They'll play that first game Saturday night, 7:20 p.m. Meanwhile, our two regional football teams on action on Sunday, the Denver Broncos hosting the New York Jets at 2:30, Arizona Cardinals hosting the Cincinnati Bengals at 2. That'll do it for the sports report. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.